This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Michael Richards and Jason Alexander returned to TV after Seinfeld with their own sitcoms, but both shows flopped. Now another Seinfeld alumnus, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is trying to move from supporting player to star. Her new sitcom, Watching Ellie, begins tonight. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Almost every discussion of Watching Ellie, the new NBC sitcom starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus, invokes what it calls the Seinfeld curse. It's based on the idea that someone coming from a hugely successful TV sitcom is unlikely to succeed in a second hit show. In this way of thinking, that's why Michael Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld, flopped in NBC's The Michael Richards Show. It's why Jason Alexander, who played George Costanza, flopped in ABC's Bob Patterson. It's even why Patrick Warburton, who played Elaine's face-painting boyfriend on Seinfeld, didn't succeed in the Fox superhero comedy The Tick. But that's nonsense. There is no Seinfeld curse. There's just the general curse of television itself, which is that most shows fail, and it's hard enough to make a good show, much less a different and daring one like Seinfeld. The Michael Richards Show failed because it was an awful, ill-conceived sitcom. So was Bob Patterson. Both shows were built around strong comic personalities, but built with no sense of purpose or design. But that has nothing to do with a curse or with Seinfeld. A few years ago, NBC failed horribly with an unfunny sitcom starring Nathan Lane, just before he starred in The Producers. How do you make an unfunny sitcom starring Nathan Lane? Now that's a curse. Besides, The Tick was a funny and very different kind of comedy. It just didn't catch on. And over on HBO, the co-creator of Seinfeld, Larry David, has both starred in and written Curb Your Enthusiasm, a comedy so funny and bold and clever that I really do think it's the best sitcom since, well, since Seinfeld. Maybe it seems so fresh in part because David wasn't on camera in Seinfeld. But a Seinfeld curse? No way. Which brings us, finally, to Watching Ellie. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, instead of playing a single high-strung New Yorker named Elaine, plays a single high-strung Los Angeles nightclub singer named Ellie. The show's central gimmick is that each episode follows her for 22 minutes of her life in real time, interrupted only by commercials. A clock in the lower left corner counts down the moments to zero, like the Fox drama series 24 in reverse, and without the tension. With Louis-Dreyfus in the leading role, the supporting characters are a mixture of credible and cartoonish. The buffoons are Steve Carell from The Daily Show as an annoying ex-boyfriend, and Peter Stormare as a Kramer-like building super. The more quietly drawn characters are Darren Boyd as Ellie's current boyfriend and Lauren Bowles as her sister. In real life, the two actresses are sisters as well. And behind the scenes, Watching Ellie is created and written by Brad Hall, who is Louis-Dreyfus's husband. More to the point, he's also the creator of the lifeless sitcom The Single Guy. Now, Watching Ellie is much better than The Single Guy, and much, much better than the sitcom starring Richards and Alexander. It's no Curb Your Enthusiasm, and no Seinfeld, but it grows on you. When Carell, as ex-boyfriend Edgar, chases down Ellie on the street, the dialogue is loopy enough to be entertaining. And for Ellie, who's late for work, the clock is ticking, literally.
Ellie! Ellie!
Edgar!
Ellie! Oh.
Well,
wow.
I guess this was inevitable, huh?
What?
Well, you break up, sooner or later you're gonna run into each other.
Well, we didn't run into each other exactly. You chased me down the street.
Okay, let's try not to make this, like, totally awkward.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
So, how you doing, Elle? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Edgar. I'm actually doing better than fine.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem tense.
No, I'm just a little late. Oh, wow, I'm really late.
Oh, that's fast.
Well, I'm still late.
Is that why you look so frazzled?
I don't look frazzled.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Please don't say I look frazzled when I absolutely do
okay,
not.
Okay, whoa, okay, wow, my mistake. To me, you looked a little frazzled and tired.
Okay, do you see this is what you do, Edgar?
Well, I didn't say you look bad.
What, frazzled and tired isn't bad?
No, okay.
The first two shows end with Ellie on stage, singing. It's during these last moments that the actress succeeds in creating a character fully separated from Elaine. Elaine would sing about as well as she danced. Ellie is worth listening to, just as watching Ellie on its own merits is worth watching. If you want daring and different television, though, I want to steer you towards 6 Feet Under, which begins its second season this Sunday on HBO. This very dark comedy drama about a family-run funeral home really came into its own about 5 episodes into last year's run, and this show's first 4 episodes, sent for preview, have left me desperate for more. Forget all the talk about TV curses. There are blessings, too, and 6 Feet Under definitely is one of them. Watching Ellie is an option. Watching 6 Feet Under is mandatory.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.